Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. A mixed grain trade with the hard wheat contracts higher on the session. That would be Kansas City and Minneapolis wheat. While the corn is softer, soybeans lower. What's in play here is yesterday afternoon's crop condition reports showed the Kansas crop dropping considerably week over week due to the high wind event, 50 to 100 mile an hour winds they experienced over 2 weeks ago, and then the dry, warm temperatures with no rain now in the forecast through the end of the month for the Kansas crop. Has the Kansas wheat crop higher on price? Spring wheat performing as well, planting progress a little behind, getting that cool season grass planted along with durum, so that's putting a little bit of a bid under that market. They want to get that crop in early ahead of the heat that we typically get during the flowering period if it goes in late. The corn market, we've been lower on the session. We're just softer by a penny or so. That's probably more tied to the weakness in the soybeans, the Brazilian real crashing to a new 12-month low. So even though they're getting premiums paid since their harvest is over 80% done, farmers are moving that crop into those premiums along with the currency dump that is putting pressure on our trade. Considering what's going on, the beans in South America still are trading about 10 cents over the June available contract supplies, whereas a year ago, they'd be about $1.60 under. So prices are a lot better than would normally be expected this time of the year. So nonetheless, we are lower. So we have the May soybeans off 13 cents, 11.45 and a quarter. July giving up 12, 11.60. November beans slipping 9 and 3/4 cents, 11.57 and a half. Now corn, torn between the rising wheat and the softening beans, has made just off 3/4 of a cent, 4.30 and 3/4. There's rumors that bids in Cedar Rapids are offering 20 over on spot corn, and non-published bids of 25 to 30 cents over are being seen on the corn, as farmers are just done selling. They're not going to sell anything for a while, and so the ethanol plants are looking. The wheat trade in Chicago off just 1 1/4 cents, 5.50 and a half on the May, July giving up 1 3/4 and 5.65 3/4. In Kansas, though, gaining 4 1/4 cents on the May, 5.88 1/4, July up 3, 5.83 3/4 cents, while the Minneapolis May wheat up a penny, 6.38, July up a half, 6.44 1/2, with September gaining 2 1/4 cents to 6.56. Commodities remain volatile, and you need a way to keep up with them quickly via your cell phone, your laptop, or your desktop. Heartland Investor Services has the application for you to get real live quotes. Call us at 701-222-0221. Over in the livestock trade, second day of strength showing up. Box beef had select sharply lower yesterday while choice was barely higher. They're flipping that today. Choice off 259 at 298.29. while select picks up $1.31 at $292.65. The board firm by $1.12 on the April contract, $181.42. June gaining $1.65, $175.47, while August is picking up $1.77 at $172.90. April feeders, well, the cash index down at $7.55 today to near $241. The April feeders today up $1.35, $240.90. May feeders up $3, $241, while August gains $2.30 to $252.07. Hogs, June contract, gaining 25 cents, but that's $1.50 off of morning highs. $1.270 last, July picking up 12 cents to $103.87. Volatile session in the metals today. Gold has transversed a $34 trading range, currently up $20 an ounce at $2,403. Silver lower by 42 cents. They have a dollar trading range there. We're at $28.25. Bitcoin drifting $500 to $62,852, while Ethereum is also softer by $42 to $3,067. The crude oil market down 24 cents a barrel on the June contract, $84.66. Gasoline a penny and 3/4 higher, $277.68. June heating oil off a quarter at $265.57. Any questions, you can always find us at heartlandinvest.com or 701-222-0221. Thank you for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.